Hello there, everyone. This is Paul Kelly, the creator of Toku King, bringing you a bit of an update. A while back, I did an update on our YouTube channel, and I might have posted something about it on Twitter as well, about the future of the show Toku King. And it occurs to me that there might be people listening to the podcast that aren't following me on those platforms. Sorry, I was too narcissistic to realize that before. So I want to record this and get it up because I want to let you know why there has not been a new episode in a long time. But before I do that, I kind of want to give you a history of Toku King and all of the trouble it has caused me. But yeah, at the end, I will talk about just what's going to happen with the show and where it's going from here. So we're originally going to make Toku King a live-action series. It was going to be a little just web series, and we did a fundraiser, and we tried to fundraise for the whole season one at once. Maybe we should have just fundraised for an episode at a time, because the fundraiser gained enough to make the first episode, because a lot of the assets for the first episode were things that I already had from previous projects and whatnot. So the first episode was very cheap, and we were so close to making it. You know, costumes, you know, the monster costume was finished. The Toku King costume needed minor touches, but actors just either wouldn't show up or didn't have time. Probably our most important actor other than myself, because I was going to play Dan Cujo. But then when he transformed, I wasn't going to play him. I was going to stay out of the mask and direct. Imagine directing with that mask on. That'd be very difficult. Plus, I'm out of shape and I'm not obese, but I am out of shape. And I'm also disabled, so it wouldn't have really worked. But yeah, our main suit actor kind of had some real problems that I don't really want to air here. But they were really serious, and I hope they got the help they needed. And it kind of just fell apart from there. And then some of those that were left, I was like, hey, what if we make it an audio drama? Because I was inspired by the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers audio drama that's on Spotify. I was really enjoying it. I only listened to season one, and I don't think I even listened to the finale, to be completely honest. I'm not even sure. I honestly don't remember. It's been a while, but I know I didn't watch season two. But I was really liking that at the time. I was really liking that. I really like audio dramas and audiobooks and etc. So we moved it to that. And I was doing most of the voices, so it wasn't very diverse because I kind of wanted people of different races to play people of different races. I mean, Power Rangers was a huge influence on this, and you know, Power Rangers has been about diversity. That's been one of the main themes since episode one of Mighty Morphin season one back in the 90s, you know. And then most tokusatsu is made in Japan, so it's Asian people doing most, if not all, of the work. You know, so I didn't want this to be like an all-white male show. And I really didn't want to voice people that weren't white males. But I had trouble finding actors that were just interested, and those that did sign on, some ghosted me, and I would be like, hey, can you, or they would, I would be like, hey, can you please send me the audio for this show? Because I can't release the next episode without the audio. And they would be like, yeah, I'll send that tomorrow. And then it wouldn't come. And I'd wait a couple more days just in case. And I'd be like, hey, where is it? And they would just say they were going to make it and send it to me. And they never would. And everyone I cast either did that or told me they just didn't have time. But a couple just straight up ghosted me. We had someone editing the sound. Because you remember, episode one had a ton of sound effects and stuff, and then the episodes after that didn't. That's because we lost that editor. No one else wanted to do it. Even when I offered money, no one else wanted to do it. Because at first it was just me and personal friends making it for fun, and there wasn't money involved. And then later, when my personal friends left, Then I offered to pay people and it just didn't work out. Like, I hired multiple people to make a theme song, not only for the audio drama, but also for the freaking live action show, and I never got it. I would be to someone and I would be like, "Hey, I just want a 1 minute song, a version with lyrics, version without." And they would usually agree to do it for about 100, 150 bucks. I thought that was fair. They thought that was fair. And then I would never get it. Luckily, I never paid up front, but they would always be like, "I'm working on it, I'm working on it." And then eventually they just wouldn't reply to me when I asked for the song that, I had saved this money for. And I never got it. Multiple artists did that to me. I don't know what the deal was. Even when I offered money, people were just pretending like they were going to do the work and then would leave. I have no clue why. I don't know if I'm insufferable to work with or something. I hope that's not true. Dear God, I hope that's not true. But, everyone always, like all my friends always want to be on my other podcast, Tabletop Recap. So I don't know. I hope I'm not insufferable to work with. I really hope not. But then we were doing the audio drama, and I couldn't get people to voice it in continuation. And moving to the audio drama format was really good because you'll notice season one's lots of little episodic kind of stories, and that's because lots of Toku shows are episodic monster of the week type things. And I kind of wanted to do an homage to that, an homage, if you will. And then season two onward was going to be more serialized, and also between the seasons there were going to be specials, which was just one long episode that was a full story. And oftentimes they were going to be focused on characters that were not Dankujo Toku King, like we were going to have one just for Godzilla, and we were going to have one just for Toku Dark, etc. And the first one was just going to be the origin of Toku King, like how he and Dan met and everything. And you haven't even met Dan because everyone who's agreed to voice Dan has said they would do it and then not sent it. Or, like, with the case of my friend Project Godzilla, at least he was like, "I'm sorry, man. I really intended to do it. We've worked on stuff together before, but I just don't have the time." And I was like, "Dude, that's okay. Thank you for letting me know. That's all you have to do is let me know. I will harbor no ill will. Just don't ghost me and say you're gonna do it if you're not gonna, you know?" So, moving to the audio drama format allowed me to write bigger stories because I didn't have to have sets and all this stuff. But I kept one thing that I was gonna do for the live action show. In the live action show, he would use weapons and gear and stuff from other Toku franchises, and that was part of the homage, whatever. Sorry if I mispronounce it. But, I wasn't going to make a profit on it, on the show, and, so I just used those weapons and characters like Saba and Godzilla. But then I moved it to the podcast, and I kept them. I probably shouldn't have. I should have just made them original weapons and characters at that point. But I do have to say, the podcast is basically done. I can't get anyone to be in it. I can't. I have ideas for like female characters, Asian characters, etc. I can't play them. And even if I did, it would be offensive and not convincing. It's just, I can't really work it out. And if I am going to continue Toku King, though. That's the thing. It's just changing formats again. But this time, sadly, I am going to make you guys pay for it. I'm going to write Toku King ebooks and release them on Amazon. That's right. I'm doing ebooks now. I've released a couple ebooks already. I wrote one about like funeral science and law and stuff like that. Just things about the funeral industry. And then I also released one with a couple horror short stories. And I'm working on one now that's a much larger book. That's it's like a sci-fi fantasy dinosaur book that I'm really proud of. And it's coming out soon. It's actually late. It's a little late It should have been out by now, but it's late simply because I started another job and I'm working multiple jobs, as well as trying to keep all the artistic stuff that I already committed to before the book going, like this and my Safari Sam show on YouTube, you know? Plus, I'm still in school. Hopefully, this will be my last semester and all that jazz. But yeah, so Toku King is going to be a book now. I'm gonna have to change lots of names of weapons and characters. Godzilla, I'm gonna have to turn him into an original character. You know, I'm gonna have to change all the Power Ranger, Metal Heroes, Kamen Rider, Ultraman stuff into original characters. But the characters will still be clear homages to the original, you know. And everyone will know that going in and be fine. And I'm going to do an introduction to the book with a lot of this same information as well. And the book, it's just going to be season one rewritten in a book. And you'll get the final two episodes of season one at the end of it. And then season two will just be one book by itself. And season three, which I never finished writing, because why would I finish writing season three if I couldn't even get season two off the ground, will be its own as well. And then each of the specials will also be their own book, and they'll be very cheap. I don't charge very much for my ebooks. It's kind of just a side hustle, you know. But yeah, my author page is Paul Kelly Jr. on Amazon and Kindle. I'll probably put a link in the podcast description if you want to check that out. If you can just follow my author page, then you'll see when the Toku King books comes out. Because I also have like a short film web series that I'm converting to books because it just got too expensive to make and stuff. Even though that one I could get actors for some reason, I think maybe actors just didn't want to be in something where they couldn't show their face, which makes sense because, you know, face is how they get a lot of their work via recognition like that. Actually, that does make sense. I kind of never thought about it that way because I haven't had much trouble getting people to be in my physical stuff. Huh. Yeah, so it might just actually be for that reason. But yeah, that's it. I want to thank you all for being so patient and sticking with the podcast. After I finish my dinosaur book, I'm either writing the first installment of The Adventures of Dr. Scientist, which will be the page adaptation. I don't want to say novelization because it'll be a novella. The page adaptation of Terror of the Mutant, which is the first film in the Dr. Scientist saga. I'll either be doing that first, or I'll be doing Toku King Season 1. The book won't be called Season 1. It'll probably just be called Toku King. And that's it. So yeah, thank you all once again for your support, and I will see you all next time. And I do apologize again, but thank you for sticking with me. I love you, and I appreciate you so much.